For sådan cirka 30 år siden, der havde jeg mulighed for at aflægge et besøg hos Mercedes nede i Sindelfingen i Tyskland, dernede, hvor de byggede bilerne. Årsagen var dengang, at der var man begyndt at arbejde med noget, der i dag er kendt. Ja, det blev det ganske kort tid efter faktisk også dengang, som Euro NCAP. Euro NCAP, det er en testprocedure. Dengang var den forholdsvis enkel. Det handlede mest om crash test og sådan nogle ting. Men det har så siden udviklet sig til også at omfatte mange af de elektroniske systemer, som havde biler. Men dengang, der brugte jeg temmelig meget tid sammen med Inko Kallina, som var Vice President Safety hos Mercedes. Og det var en fantastisk måde at få indsigt i, hvor langt fremme man var. Det er ikke nogen hemmelighed, at Volvo i årtier, og der er det jo stadigvæk, de bygger stadigvæk meget sikre biler. Men dengang, der var det sådan, at hvis man skulle have den sikreste bil i verden, så var det en Volvo. Og der siger de hos Mercedes, ja, det er også godt nok, men vi laver altså også sikre biler, og vi har måske nok en idé om hos os, at vores biler skal ikke bare være sikre, når det drejer sig om passiv sikkerhed, altså det der med, at en eller anden kører ind i en, eller man selv kører ind i et vejtræ, eller hvad der nu måtte ske ude på vejene. Vi sikrer også, at de køreegenskaber, som bilerne er udstyret med, gør det muligt, eller nemmere i hvert fald, for folk at undgå ulykkerne overhovedet. Som han pegede på dengang, det er slet ikke noget problem her i verden at bygge en tank. Dem er der mange, der bygger, ja, måske især i disse tider. Men en tank, den kører bare ikke særlig godt. Men kører man ind i et træ med en tank, så er det træet, der brækker. Hvis der er en bil, der kører ind i en tank, så er det bilen, der kører galt. Og ja, jeg vil ikke sige, hvad der kommer ud af det, hvis to tanks, de står og skyder mod hinanden. Men det er altså ikke et køretøj for almindelige mennesker. Og det er ikke et køretøj, som kan bruges i hverdagen. Så det er hele ideen bag det at bygge en sikker bil. At bygge en bil, som både kører godt, og som også yder tilstrækkelig beskyttelse, når man som passager, når man som fører, har behov for det. Og det er noget, som Mercedes stadigvæk lægger vægt på. Derfor var det en god anledning til også lige at få en snak om den passive sikkerhed, altså den sikkerhed, som er indbygget i den nye Mercedes CLA, som direkte har noget at gøre med, at hvis nogen kører ind i mig, når jeg kører den bil, så vil jeg jo gerne være sikker på, at det ikke er mig, det går ud over. Men samtidig, at det ikke går ud over den person, som kører ind i mig. Man har ligesom sådan en dobbeltsidig respekt, et dobbeltsidig ansvar. Men omkring det tekniske, så var der jo altså heldigvis i forbindelse med de første internationale prøvekørsler, som fandt sted her i København, var der mulighed for at tale med en ekspert, som virkelig kan gå i dybden omkring det. Han havde en gennemskåret bil. I kan se nogle billeder på motorsiden.dk, den her gennemskåret bil. Den er meget farvestrålende, som næsten harlekinagtig, men det er den altså ikke i virkeligheden. Det er kun for at illustrere, hvad der er for elementer, som er bygget ind i den her bil, som skal sikre, at hvis ulykken er ude, hvad alle håber på ikke sker, naturligvis, men hvis den er ude, så er man godt beskyttet.
Thanks, Jürgen. This is correct. Once more to my person, I'm Christian Glöckler. I'm a senior safety engineer at Mercedes-Benz in Sindelfingen. And together with my team, we were deep involved in the development of this fantastic CLA. Very important topic is that our passive safety works based on real accident data. That means in 1969, Mercedes-Benz started our own company unit. It's called Accident Research. We founded this group in Germany, and today we have colleagues also in China, India, and US, because the traffic is quite different. And very important is here that also all our experience, knowledge what we have, since over 50, 60 years accident test, crash test, we really included here in this CLA.
That basically means when I'm looking at this car, okay, this one is cut through, so there I can actually see something. But if I'm watching the car when it's driving on the road, I think most people don't really realize that inside, behind this magnificent design, you have a mechanical structure, which is part of the safety.
Exactly, you are completely right. You see here in this body in white a very high intelligent body in white. Clear is safety is our DNA, safety is our passion. And this is the reason that you see here in this colorway model a very intelligent body in white. You see a lot of colors, and it means this is not only a normal mix of material. This is a high intelligent engineered body in white with the clear focus, the right material at the right place. Safety is for us not a compromise. It means even when you have a combustion engine in the car or an electrical engine in the car, our safety level is every time the same. And you see here a lot of colors. We use also the high strength steel. We use also the hot form ultra high strength steel. With the clear focus in this car, keep the battery safe and keep the passenger safe.
And then I think I have to tell the listeners that when you're talking about colors, they can't really see that in the sound, but they have to go into motorsiden.co and find some pictures where I show what you're talking about when you're talking about colors. It's quite colorful. It's a little bit like Harlequin to look at this car. I remember back in the mid-90s when I met Inko Kallinger, he was vice president safety at that time. He said, okay, it is no big deal for a car manufacturer to produce a tank. If you produce a tank, you have an extremely stable construction, but it is very, very heavy, and it is not usable as a car. A car also have to handle in a very nice way when you're driving, so you can avoid, for example, the accidents. How do you work with keeping this weight down?
Okay, very important is the right material at the right place. It's very, very important. This is a very good question, and I want to give you a little bit more information regarding our passenger safety and also keep the battery safe. You see in the sill, for example, we use here in this sill an aluminium extruded part. You see here this structure, and this is not only a honeycomb, this is really high intelligent engineered. We optimize, especially this aluminium part, we optimize the ribs, the angle and the thickness of the part with the clear focus to absorb the energy in case of a side pole. And this reason that we have really the right material at the right place to fulfill all our requirement. And when you will drive the car, you will realize, especially in the behavior of the car, that this body in white is really a fantastic engineered chassis.
I'm not in doubt about that, because Mercedes has been working with that for many, many years, for many decades. When I'm talking about the electrification, then I know that this car is made basically for electrification. It also exists in certain markets as a mild hybrid, that means with a combustion engine, based on the same construction. But I could imagine that there is a special challenge about, for example, make sure that the battery is not harmed when some accident will happen.
It means especially when we have the electrical version or combustion version, we make some modifications regarding this version of the drivetrain system. Also, one more remark about our high voltage system. Clear is we check that our structure really protect the battery with the clear focus, keep the battery safe. Additional to this one, we have also in our company an 8-pillar strategy for the high voltage system. This is also based on real accident data, what we have, as I mentioned. And very important is also when you have a crash, we automatically shut down the high voltage system. We disconnect to the battery, so there's no danger for the passenger and also for the rescue person. This is very important. And also, we located the critical high voltage components in area of the car with almost no deformation in kind of an accident. It's based on our real accident data. Additional, we have reinforced high voltage cable and also very high requirements for stiffness for the high voltage components.
So that basically also means that if the car has been involved in an accident and somebody is sitting inside the car, then you can come from outside and you can fully safe touch the car in order to, for example, take the person out. You're not in any sort of risk because it's automatically shut down.
You are correct, right, Søren? And here, one more remark what I can mention. Why is a Mercedes with an extremely high level of safety? We also integrated an automatic chain in the doors, and even in a severe, unusually accident, we can open our door every time for inside, for outside, because we have here every time also a Bowden chain included. So the rescue person can open our door from outside, the passenger from inside, in a case of a really severe, unusually accident.
So still there are some mechanical parts left in an electric car. It's nice to hear. Thank you for the conversation.
Thanks, Søren. I wish you all the best and enjoy the time with the new CLA.
Thank you.